Hi there. The word for you today is on three levels of attack. In Matthew 4 verse 5 we read, "The devil set him on the pinnacle." Yesterday we talked about the attack over the bread or worrying about your material needs and not trusting God. Today, let's look at the second temptation Jesus faced. "Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple." Here, you deal with your fear of failure. You say, what do you mean? Well, Satan will whisper, you're on the pinnacle of success right now, but you could easily fall off. He'll bring up your past failures. He'll remind you of leaders who've crashed and burned. He'll say to you, if people realized how little you really know, how unqualified you are, or the issues you're struggling with, they wouldn't respect you. Any of that sound familiar? There are two kinds of fear. Healthy fear and unhealthy fear. Healthy fear will keep you dependent on God. It'll actually protect you from pride and self-sufficiency. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 says, "Therefore let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall." But there's an unhealthy fear that will keep you in the boat. When Jesus is calling you to step out and walk with him on the water, you say, but Peter almost drowned. Sure. But he was the only one of the disciples who experienced the joy of walking on water. Having faith doesn't mean you won't experience a sinking feeling at times. You have a choice, okay? You can give in to fear or trust the God who has called you, sustained you, and never failed you to give you the strength you need to cope with whatever you're facing. That's your choice. If your own intellect or talent are the basis of your confidence, you have good reason to fear. But listen, if God is the basis of your confidence, if you're trusting in Him, then you've nothing to fear. He'll bring you through victoriously. Okay?